news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Eastern and northern Baldwin County, y'all are getting most of the rain right now. Not to worry, another round coming our way. Dr. Bill has details coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent's on Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have that pedestrian struck in serious condition. Going to be a three-notch in Quinby, and they've got it off to the side of the road now. Green light, Leroy Stevens, another accident without injuries as traffic starting to build across the Bayway and the Causeway with stronger showers again just north of the interstate if you're traveling over towards Daphne and northern Baldwin County. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. With new roofs and roof repairs, see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers along with areas of dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, little Friday as we call it, Friday Eve around here, and we are straight on till Fat Tuesday. Parades tonight, stripers rolling at 6:30, and parades on both sides of the bay the whole way through Fat Tuesday. We'll talk more about that. Plus, you can always get the schedule, parade schedule, up on our website if you go to fmtalk1065.com and click the link for the Moon Pie Minute, which, by the way, Moon Pie Minute coming up in just a few minutes. You can check the catalog of already aired Moon Pie Minutes. You can go out and, you know what you do? You binge listen.
Mm-hmm.
Binge listen.
All of them.
Get caught up, and then you'll be caught up for this big weekend ahead. But while you're there, a schedule of the parades as well. So that's on the way. And speaking of the parades, pictures are up on our Facebook page, the Twitter feed. And I once again say thank you, thank you, thank you. What a great audience you are. What a great community we have around here. As it was Monday, they maybe had half of what they needed for the families of the fallen float that would be leading the floral parade on Saturday. That float is with the families of members of law enforcement killed in the line of duty. 27 family members on there. I mean, family members from the Tudor family, the Billa family, and so many others on that float. And the float was donated by the Mobile Mystics, so hats off to that Mystic group. Very good, donated the float. They had a law enforcement theme already. Our job was to make sure they had throws on that float so those families would have all the stuff to throw to us on the other side of the barricades. Well, y'all have stepped up in a big, big way, had some big cash donations and donations of throws. The pictures of what it looks like over at the headquarters there where they're assembling it all, or they're on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Y'all go see what you did. I'm just so proud and really touched by this. Great stuff, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, 7:09, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Background checks and firearms back in the news. Wednesday, the U.S. House passed a bill expanding background checks for those wanting to purchase firearms. The Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019 passed 240-190 with 8 Republicans supporting the measure. Our own Representative Terry Sewell was one of the bill's co-sponsors and says, quote, "Today, we demanded more than thoughts and prayers. We demanded action." She posted that in a tweet. Now, the measure would require background checks on gun sales made at gun shows and online. Currently, only federally licensed firearms dealers conduct background checks before they sell a weapon. The bill is expected, though, to die in the House. President Trump has promised to veto it if it even made it to his desk. Republicans included an amendment to that bill that would require federal immigration officials to be contacted in the event that someone was here in our nation illegally trying to purchase a weapon. More than two dozen Democrats supported that move. Later today, though, another bill that would lengthen the review period for 10 days for background checks, that will be up for vote, as current law allows a gun sale to proceed if a background check has not been processed within 3 days. Another inmate's death in an Alabama prison, this one being ruled a suicide. 28-year-old Matthew Blake Holmes was a prisoner at the Limestone Correctional Facility. He was found dead the night of February 14th. Now, 14 Alabama prison inmates have now died by suicide since December of 2017. Holmes was behind bars serving 22 years in prison for robbery convictions. In Alabama prisons, they've been overcrowded and understaffed for years, and that's why lawyers with the Southern Poverty Center say the suicide rate constitutes an emergency, and they're asking for an emergency order to block the placement of inmates diagnosed with serious mental illness and segregation or individual cells, because the isolation causes their conditions to worsen and increases the risk of suicide. Earlier this month, Governor Kay Ivey did announce a plan to fix part of the problem with plans to build 3 new state prisons. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Also, Governor Ivey yesterday announcing that 10 cent a gallon increase that would come over a couple, 3 years. It would have initial portion, then raise 2 cents, 2 cents to arrive at 10 cents. We'll talk more about that. Also, President Trump and Kim Jong-un abruptly ended their summit in Hanoi today. We'll tell you more about that coming up right after the Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by the Tower on Ryan Park.
Kids get into the Mardi Gras spirit this morning, and don't be surprised to see striped animals in downtown Mobile tonight as public Mardi Gras parades get into full swing. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by the Tower on Ryan Park, featuring easy access to all the excitement of the Dolphin Street Entertainment District, with penthouse views of Mobile Bay, washers and dryers in every unit, and corporate units available. Come home to the Tower on Ryan Park.
This morning, preschoolers at St. Ignatius School get into the Mardi Gras spirit when the Order of Impalas parade around their campus. They expect more than 80 kids in decorated wagons in this parade. Tonight, the Mystic Stripers, their theme, It Is Good to Be Bad, parade through downtown Mobile. There is a story behind the tiger and zebra that is part of their emblem. Like all good Mardi Gras stories, it involves partying. In 1939, a small group of Mobilians left a Mardi Gras ball but wanted to party more. A sidewalk vendor sold them Chinese coolie hats and masks. One of the group owned a laundry and reportedly outfitted the group with some borrowed striped jail uniforms that had just been cleaned. The party continued around town on foot. By Mardi Gras 1940, the Stripers had been formed. Their first parade was delayed until after World War II in 1948. Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for podcast routes and times. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
The Tower on Ryan Park, conveniently located in historic downtown Mobile, with easy access to all the fun and excitement of the Dolphin Street Entertainment District. A perfect combination of shopping, dining, entertainment, and recreation, our community is right where you want to be. Downtown living at its finest with industrial loft-style luxury apartments. On the Mardi Gras parade route, our penthouse features views of the bay, washers and dryers in every unit, and corporate units available upon request. Come home to the Tower on Ryan Park. This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has apologized now for a tweet that many called a threat against President Trump's former personal attorney. In the since-deleted tweet, Gaetz asked Michael Cohen if his wife knew about his girlfriends. Cohen testified Wednesday about his relationship with President Trump, calling the president a racist. The Florida bar has opened an investigation regarding Gaetz's tweet. The red tide that plagued Florida's coastline for 15 months is one of the five worst toxic algae events in state history. That's according to the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The red tide began November 2017. It appeared to clear this month. The Mystic Stripers will parade in downtown Mobile tonight. The Stripers roll at 6:30. Tonight's parade will feature 17 floats with the theme, It's Good to Be Bad. And Friday's festivities feature 4 parades in Mobile, Orange Beach, Fairhope, and Pensacola. You can find a schedule on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Johnny Manziel's in the news again. Auburn gets a must-have win, and Dwayne Wade hits another game winner before he retires. It's quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Johnny Manziel is done playing football in Canada. The Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League announced yesterday that they've released the quarterback after Manziel, quote, contravened the agreement which made him eligible to play. The league informed the 8 other teams that it would not register a contract for Manziel if any tried to sign him, effectively barring him from playing in the CFL. The 26-year-old former Heisman winner played for the Alouettes last season after being released by the Cleveland Browns in 2016. In 8 games, he passed for 1,290 yards with 5 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Yesterday, following the news of his release, Manziel posted on Twitter that he looks forward to, quote, exploring new options within the United States. He's likely referring to the new Alliance of American Football League or the XFL, which is scheduled to begin in 2020. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Georgia 78-75 on a 3-pointer from Chuma Okeke with 26 seconds remaining. It was a much-needed bounce-back win for the Tigers after getting blown out by Kentucky on Saturday. The Bulldogs have now lost 13 straight conference games. In the rest of the SEC, number 7 Tennessee barely defeated Ole Miss in Oxford 73-71. Tennessee's Grant Williams scored with 4 seconds left to give the Vols a 72-71 lead. In the final possession for Ole Miss, Devontae Shuler was called for a charge against the Vols' Admiral Schofield that gave Tennessee free throws and the win. After 8 Ole Miss players knelt for the national anthem on Saturday in response to a Confederacy rally taking place on campus, no players knelt for the anthem before last night's game. In the final game of the night, Florida beat Vanderbilt 71-55. The Gators have now won a season-high 5 games in a row, while the Commodores, on the other hand, have lost 16 games in a row. In the NBA, Miami upset Golden State 126-125 on a Dwayne Wade 3-pointer off of 1 foot at the buzzer.
Raiders back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in. It counts. It counts. The Heat win the game. Dwayne Wade won it for Miami. 126-125. It just happened.
That call from the Fox Sports Miami affiliate. Miami led by 24 points before Golden State rallied to take the lead. Goran Dragic led the Heat with 27 points. The LA Lakers beat New Orleans 125-119. LeBron James led the Lakers with 33 points in the win. Atlanta beat Minnesota 131-123. Boston lost their 4th in a row, falling 97-92 to Portland. And James Harden scored 30 points, leading Houston past Charlotte 118-113. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles announced Wednesday that they will not use the franchise tag on backup quarterback Nick Foles, which makes him a free agent this offseason. Eagles general manager Howie Roseman said that the franchise agreed to make the move after Foles expressed his desire during a recent meeting.
He deserves an opportunity to lead a team. It's a goal of his to lead another team and lead another locker room, and we feel at this point that it's the right decision.
Foles has been the Eagles' backup quarterback the last 2 seasons, playing behind former number 2 overall pick Carson Wentz. Wentz tore an ACL in December 2017, and Foles then led the team on a magical playoff run that culminated in a Super Bowl win and a Super Bowl MVP award for Foles. Last season, when Wentz suffered a back injury, Foles again stepped in and led the Eagles back to the playoffs. This time, the Eagles' season ended in a 20-14 loss at New Orleans in the divisional round. It's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Your alma mater may be facing a new tax thanks to the tax law, which sets a 1.4% excise tax on investment returns earned by some private colleges. It affects schools with more than 500 tuition-paying students and at least $500,000 of endowment per student. There are about 30 schools that fit the bill, including Harvard, Duke, Princeton, Stanford, and Notre Dame. College administrators have said the tax may hurt efforts to provide generous financial aid. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
Do you ever wonder how we're streaming millions of movies on demand or doing our banking from the beach? And how are we watching a live mission from Mars? Smart business minds dreamed these ideas, and Amazon Web Services is how they built them. With the broadest functionality and the most experience, the leading enterprises trust the AWS cloud to build the next big idea. Are you ready to build it? Learn more at awsishow.com.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers along with areas of dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus, Shackleton, anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far the few accidents we've got are into clearing stages, including Greenlot, Leroy Stevens, and Three Notch in Quinby. That's where the pedestrian was struck. They've already sent them to the hospital. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, North Baldwin County, North Mobile County. We've seen some showers and still some pretty wet roadways, so be careful. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA today for your tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. On the way, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And with all our Mardi Gras talk, too, reminder, Mark is having their 37th annual Mardi Gras parade via the Gordon Smith Center at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That is listed through their website, mobilearc.org. I'll put a link up on the Twitter feed as well. That happens at 1 today. Now let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. No, your eyes were not playing tricks on you. That was a familiar face at the National Governors Association meeting in our nation's capital. 48 governors, including Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey, attended, and also former Governor Robert Bentley. And you know it's only official when there's a tweet to confirm it, right? Robert Bentley said, quote, "Looking forward to working with them and the National Governors Association as states tackle tough issues facing our country in trade, criminal justice, reform, health care, and jobs." Those attending the meeting also were able to hear from Vice President Mike Pence, cabinet secretaries, and representatives from foreign countries. As for Mr. Bentley, he now works as Dr. Bentley, the dermatologist in Tuscaloosa. You'll recall he resigned from office back in 2017, and guess what? This may not be the last time we hear from the former governor, as he could throw his name into the Senate race to challenge Senator Doug Jones. He has yet to confirm that possibility, but has launched a Facebook page and a website, Bentley for Alabama. In your money news, a blockbuster deal announced by Hyundai. We now know the car giant plans to invest about $40 billion over the next 5 years to develop new technologies for electronic and autonomous vehicles. Those, of course, are self-driving vehicles. According to Bloomberg News, the average annual spending will be 58% more than over the past 5 years. The South Korean manufacturer does have a plant in Montgomery, and this move follows news just last May. You'll recall when Hyundai began a $388 $8 million technology upgrade and an engine shop, and they added engine head machining capabilities also in Montgomery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, if you want to go check out the train wreck that is BentleyForAlabama.org.
I do. I do want to see that train wreck.
You know, this is, it goes back to during the inauguration. Remember that when Governor Ivey and others inaugurated, and in the grandstand there was former governor, now just full-time cool sculpting dermatologist, Dr. Bentley. He was there, and so many of us said, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then speaking with people that were there, I think we even talked to Todd Stacey and others, Todd Stacey with Alabama Daily News, that said they had heard from, and Jim Ziegler, state auditor, said that they heard that Bentley was kind of going about the different parties and stuff around the inauguration, saying he felt like he had been invited because people thought he'd be a good candidate for Senate 2020. Now, the reason Bentley got an invitation to the inauguration is just that is how it's done. All former governors get an invite to the inauguration of the current governor. It's just protocol.
That's not why he was invited.
No, he's pretty sure and thought it was a tell for him to show up. So yeah, he's got his website up. On that website, he still has his campaign videos from 2010, 2014 there. And he's acting like everything is just normal here. Everything's fine. He's got a Facebook page and a website, BentleyForAlabama.org. He thinks the people are, we're clamoring. We want him back.
We are, but maybe not in the same way that he thinks we are.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. Let's be frank about things. In the world of talk radio, yes, of course, we want him to run. We don't want him to win, but we want him to run for sure. All right. And one of the big talks, of course, is what was ended today. That is negotiations ending between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. More on that from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
It was another summit with Mr. Trump's style. The outcome was not known, let alone choreographed ahead of time. He came here believing that face-to-face, he could move Kim Jong-un more toward giving up his weapons and missiles, offering a vision of a prosperous North Korea in return. That, however, could not happen with the crippling sanctions the U.S. and other nations have on North Korea. So a planned agreement signing ceremony was scrapped.
There was a potential we could have signed something today. I could have 100% signed something today. We actually had papers ready to be signed.
One bit of progress coming out of here. Kim and the president talked about opening a liaison office for the U.S. in Pyongyang. And as ever, they feel their personal relationship is strong. Bob Costantini, Hanoi.
I would argue that there's a win there if we can have some liaison office, at least some kind of communication between North Korea. Seems to move the hands back on the doomsday clock to me. Mm-hmm. I think we're in a better situation. And so while nothing major was done in the negotiation, if that happens, I think there's some benefit from it. You notice this? You look at, you pointed out on Twitter there was a Trump fail, North Korea fail thing.
Yeah,
going
it was
on there.
The number one trending topic on Twitter this morning.
Okay, so let's see. Beforehand, people were going berserk that President Trump would negotiate with a dictator of North Korea, and now he didn't negotiate, so it's a fail. Which one is it?
Yeah, make up your mind. You know, people just love seeing others fail.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Dr. Bill Dutton, he wants us all to have a swell Mardi Gras weekend. He's going to try to help us dodge those rain showers. His forecast on the way right after we check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is proposing a 10-cent a gallon gas tax increase to fund road and bridge construction. That's a 55% increase on the current 18 cents a gallon state gas tax. The U.S. Supreme Court is ordering a new hearing to determine whether an Alabama death row inmate is so affected by dementia that he can't be executed. The Supreme Court voted 5-3 in favor of Vernon Madison, who killed a Mobile police officer in 1985. For the state to put Madison to death, a state court must determine that he understands why he is being executed. A tense situation in Pensacola came to an end thanks to a hot pizza. Tuesday, officers were called to a home on Durango Drive after an assault was reported. Evan McLemore locked himself inside his brother's room with a gun, saying he'd rather kill himself than go to jail. McLemore refused to come out until a pizza from Hungry Howie's was delivered.
Pizza was able to
bring a peaceful solution to a situation.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys, lock them up.
Special report, no deal with North Korea. Kim Jong-un was willing to partially follow through, or so he claims, with denuclearization, but without a full commitment, President Trump was unwilling to lift sanctions.
It was the question of the day, and one Kim Jong-un did answer sitting across the table from President Trump. Is he willing to denuclearize?
If I'm not willing to do that, I won't be here right now.
Good answer.
In return, however, Kim wanted crippling sanctions lifted before moving forward with what the president hinted afterward was some kind of partial denuclearization.
They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that.
South Korea's presidential office says President Trump has expressed firm commitment to continue negotiations. The president on Air Force One is on his way back to Washington at this hour. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple plans to lay off 190 employees in its self-driving car program. While the iPhone maker has acknowledged its interest in self-driving cars in broad terms, it has never detailed precisely which technologies it's working on and whether it seeks to build a whole vehicle or the sensors, computer system, and software to control one. The public documents filed with regulators provide some previously undisclosed clues. Among those laid off were at least 24 software engineers and 40 hardware engineers. A company that runs a video sharing app popular with teens has agreed to settle federal allegations it illegally collected personal information from youngsters. The operators of TikTok will pay $5.7 million to settle claims it gathered info from kids using the lip syncing app. Crude oil up a penny at $56.95 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are lower this morning after stocks closed mixed yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And kind of a lousy morning, though, with the rain and the clouds out there. What do we expect for the rest of the day?
Well, you know, Sean, it's very much like yesterday morning, although the rain is not as intense as yesterday. We had a lot of heavy thunderstorms out over the Gulf. That all moved on to the east and things improved. This morning, again, an upper air disturbance is producing showers. This time they're inland, and we've had some brief showers that have occurred in Mobile, and that is beginning to move now onto the east. So the rest of the day, well, we could see just a few scattered showers. I expect another mild day, about 72 for this afternoon. Now, tonight, again, an upper air disturbance will move through the area. I expect showers to develop tonight with some fog, and the low tonight will be in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we'll actually have some sunshine, be partly cloudy. Few showers are possible, and we'll be up around 75. Now, for the weekend, Saturday, again, a few showers are possible, around 75 degrees. But then on Sunday, a cold front, in fact, an Arctic front, will be moving into our area late in the day or into the evening. And so on Sunday, we expect numerous showers, particularly afternoon and evening, high around 72. Because Sunday night, temperatures drop to the low 40s. And then on Monday, plenty of sunshine, slight chance of a shower, but a high only in the mid-50s. Monday night, upper 30s. Tuesday, the big day, mostly sunny, but kind of cool, only 52 for the high on Tuesday. And then a light freeze Tuesday night, down around 32 here in the city, upper 20s in outlying areas. Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and 55. So we've got a pretty good cool spell coming in then for Sunday, lasting into Wednesday.
Yeah, it'll be time to cover up those tomato plants there when it gets to freezing. I kind of look at the detail here. So Fat Tuesday looks good. Let's work backwards into a Jocaine Day, and that's that transitional day weather-wise. Any idea, because parade, I think, rolls at 2:30 on Sunday, what we would be expecting at that point?
Yeah, we're going to really watch that here, and particularly look at it tomorrow, because it's when that rain develops. The cold front right now, it appears it'll come in the evening hours, and therefore it'll be preceded by showers. We don't know exactly when those showers are going to begin, but it definitely looks like it'll be in the afternoon. So it's going to be something that you're going to have to bring the rain gear for Sunday. And temperatures will be mild Sunday in the 70s, but things are going to change Sunday night and Monday.
And also for tonight, for the stripers, pack that umbrella as well?
Yeah, there's still a chance of a few showers around during the evening. As I mentioned, I do expect another round of showers tonight, like we've seen this morning and also yesterday morning. But most likely it'll be okay this evening. A few scattered showers around. Hopefully they'll stay away from the downtown area.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, tell them what's in it and where they can get it.
A lot of information on hurricanes, and this year, of course, is the 40th anniversary of Hurricane Frederick. So we have some information on that major hurricane, and a lot of other things in there, the tide tables and all information on solar lunar data and all-time weather records. You'll find copies at West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars out of Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. On the Eastern Shore, well, in Fairhope, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Allstate. Also, Robert Stale Power Equipment, and at Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, starting tomorrow, the ships come a-calling.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Navy coming in, also Coast Guard coming in. But I want to speak specifically for the Navy. Mobile Navy Week scheduled for from tomorrow through Fat Tuesday, coinciding with Mardi Gras. They bring the Navy ship in here and a lot of sailors. I think this is really cool as well, because tomorrow, about 8 o'clock tomorrow, our guest in studio, Command Master Chief Antonio Perryman. All right, so sailor, Command Master Chief. Why are we bringing the attention? Well, he's coming to town with a bunch of other people from the Navy. He's also one of us. He is going to be in town. One thing he's going to do is he's doing a Navy Day at his alma mater, Murphy High School.
Cool.
And he is going to be... There's a bunch of folks from our area, general area, they're coming in. But who's joining us tomorrow on the show is Command Master Chief Antonio Perryman. This is going to be cool because the history of service to our country that started in 89... 89, and he's seen a lot of stuff. The places he's been stationed are wild, so he and I are pretty close to the same age. I can't wait to hear how, what he has seen since he enlisted with the Navy then to coming back to Mobile now, and he'll be on with us tomorrow at 8.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that interview, and very cool opportunity for, people down here on the Gulf to check some of that stuff out.
Yo, it is cool. I mean, when you get that close to that kind of hardware and get a chance to do the walk-on tours of Coast Guard and naval ships, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, y'all check it out. We'll talk more about that tomorrow when he joins us here in studio. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Right now, get ready. We got headlines and traffic coming up next.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far the few accidents we've got are in clearing stages, including Greenlot, Leroy Stevens, and Three Notch in Quinby. That's where the pedestrian was struck. They've already sent them to the hospital. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, North Baldwin County, North Mobile County. We've seen some showers and still on some pretty wet roadways, so be careful. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA to day for your tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Commissioner Jerry Carl says, quote, "I want to fight for our conservative Alabama principles and stand with Donald Trump to stop the radical left from shredding our Constitution and trampling our Christian faith." That's one of the many reasons he says he wants to run for office to fill the seat currently held by Representative Bradley Byrne. Byrne has recently announced he is gearing up to challenge Senator Doug Jones for his Senate seat. Commissioner Carl's a Republican, and he is the first to announce a campaign vying for Representative Bradley Burn spot. Across the bay, and in just a few days, it will cost you money to park at the public beaches and Gulf Shores. The move comes just in time for spring break, as beginning March 1st, a parking fee at the public parking areas at four locations in Gulf Shores, which includes a public beach, parking fee will be enforced. It'll be $5 for up to 4 hours or $10 per day. Pay stations are located at each site, and they do accept cash or credit cards. The city's paid parking season runs from March 1st to November 30th. During the winter months, it's from December 1st to the end of February. That's when public beach parking is free. Now, Gulf Shores residents and property owners, you have to have your valid hurricane reentry decal for 2019-2020, and you can park at all paid public parking locations without payment. Now listen, if you fail to pay for your parking space, your vehicle will be ticketed and possibly towed. Overnight parking is not allowed. If you'd like more information, go to gulfshoresal.gov/beaches. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And a reminder, too, if you want to catch the announcement there that he did first with FM Talk 106.5, when Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl announced that he is running for AL1, running for Congress. He did that yesterday during Midday Mobile. The full length of that conversation is up on our podcast page on the front page of FMTalk106.5.com. Coming right back, let's check with News 5 next.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone call from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down.
Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Johnny Manziel's in the news again. Auburn gets a must-have win, and Dwayne Wade hits another game winner before he retires. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Johnny Manziel is done playing football in Canada. The Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League announced yesterday that they've released the quarterback after Manziel, quote, contravened the agreement which made him eligible to play. The league informed the eight other teams that it would not register a contract for Manziel if anyone tried to sign him, which means he's effectively barred from playing in the CFL. The 26-year-old former Heisman winner played for the Alouettes last season after he was released by the Cleveland Browns back in 2016. In eight games, he completed 106 passes for 1,290 yards with five touchdowns and seven interceptions. Yesterday, following the news of his release, Manziel posted on Twitter that he looks forward to, quote, exploring new options within the United States. Manziel is likely referring to the new Alliance of American Football League, or the XFL, which is scheduled to begin in 2020. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Georgia 78-75 on a three-pointer from Chuma Okeke with 26 seconds remaining. It was a much-needed bounce-back win for the Tigers after getting blown out by Kentucky on Saturday. The Bulldogs have now lost 13 straight conference games. In the rest of the SEC, number 7 Tennessee barely defeated Ole Miss in Oxford 73-71. Tennessee's Grant Williams scored with 4 seconds remaining to give the Vols a 72-71 lead. In the final possession for Ole Miss, Devontae Shuler was called for a charge against the Vols' Admiral Schofield, giving Tennessee free throws and the win. After eight Ole Miss players knelt for the national anthem on Saturday in response to a Confederacy rally taking place on campus, no players knelt for the anthem before last night's game. In the final game of the night, Florida beat Vanderbilt 71-55. The Gators have now won a season-high 5 games in a row, while the Commodores, well, they're on the other side of the spectrum. They've lost 16 games in a row. In the NBA, Miami upset Golden State 126-125 on a Dwayne Wade three-pointer off of one leg at the buzzer.
Raiders back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in. It counts. It counts. The Heat win the game. Dwayne Wade won it for Miami. 126-125. It just happened.
Wade has already acknowledged that this will be his last season playing before he retires. Miami led by 24 points before Golden State rallied to take the lead. Goran Dragic led the Heat with 27 points. The LA Lakers beat New Orleans 125-119. LeBron James led the Lakers with 33 points in the win. Atlanta beat Minnesota 131-123. Boston has now lost 4 in a row. They fell 97-92 to Portland. And James Harden scored 30 points, leading Houston past Charlotte 118-113. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles announced yesterday that they will not use the franchise tag on backup quarterback Nick Foles. That makes him a free agent this offseason. Eagles general manager Howie Roseman said that the franchise agreed to make the move after Foles expressed his desire during a recent meeting.
He deserves an opportunity to lead a team. It's a goal of his to lead another team and lead another locker room, and we feel at this point that it's the right decision.
Foles has been the Eagles' backup quarterback the last two seasons, playing behind former number 2 overall pick Carson Wentz. When Wentz tore an ACL in December of 2017, Foles led the team on a magical playoff run, which culminated in a Super Bowl win and a Super Bowl MVP award for the backup quarterback. Last season, when Wentz suffered a back injury, Foles again stepped in and led the Eagles back to the playoffs. This time, the Eagles' season ended in a 20-14 loss at New Orleans in the divisional round. 7:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And get you ready for this weekend. If it's maybe the speckled trout and redfish that are saying, throw me something, mister, Captain Bobby will tell us what to throw them with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report.
In the
the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, new wreck northbound 65, the ramp to St. Stephen's. Also, an older one at 49 at Coy Smith Road. They've got a hydroplane car there. Moffitt and McCrary in a few different accidents, including one by the Hardys on Highway 90. Mobile Police Department are on the scene. Demetropolis at Gerby and Schillinger Road at Ziegler. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They now offer Thin Blue Line merchandise, from the bracelets to the T-shirts, with proceeds going to the police and the EMTs. See them at Stone Arms. Inc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers along with areas of dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Captain Bobby's on the way. First, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A men's ring valued at $2,200 has been stolen from the Daphne Antique Gallery, and Daphne police now need your help to track down a person of interest. Investigators have been reviewing the surveillance video from February 19th of this year. Witnesses inside the store say that's when a man and a few other people with him were asking for help from employees to see jewelry. And minutes later, that same man was seen putting the jewelry in his pocket and taking off. Investigators have released the surveillance video, and they're hoping that someone has information about the man seen in the gray sweatsuit. According to the Daphne Police Department, this person is a person of interest, though, and not a suspect. If you know who this person is, you're encouraged to call Daphne Police. A popular bike ride has come to a screeching halt as Lime Bike says they are terminating their contract with the city of Mobile. Everywhere you look, it seemed like, especially in downtown Mobile, the Lime Bikes were routinely parked on city streets and at the parks and inside neighborhoods. The bike sharing company arrived here in the port city in August of 2018, and they brought along with them 500 bikes. The company, though, now says that they are requesting that their contract be terminated by March 15th, 2019. City of Mobile does confirm the bike sharing company is leaving based on what they're calling, quote, a business decision. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 754, FM Talk 106.5. And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Averscotto, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need to catch all the fish that Captain Bobby does. It's almost like getting throws for Mardi Gras when you go to McCoy Outdoor Company, because the fish, they're the revelers, and if you are the fisherman, you are the rider, they're on your boat, float, something like that, Bobby. What do you think? I mean, to throw me something, mister.
If only the fish were as enthusiastic about the throws they're waiting on, you know what I'm saying? If you know, I could just find those fish, that's what I'm looking for.
You know, if the fish were lined up somewhere along a bank or on an oyster reef saying, throw me something, I want, give me voodoo shrimp.
With their little fins out to the side hoping to catch something.
I want a slick lure. Hey, Mr. Slick Lure, throw me slick lure.
Well, the way the closest I could get to it is a popping cork rig with a shrimp on it would be very close to like a bead necklace, I guess, about as close as I could get.
Throw me shrimp. Show me big shrimp. So what's been happening this week? I mean, this is February, but it's been a warm February.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you, yesterday morning we saw that storm system come through, which put us back, you know, set us back. We left a little later in the morning, and if you got out to know, it was just beautiful yesterday. So I took a chance to kind of do some, like, early spring scouting, and I tell you, I got a great report, man. We caught some trout. You know, what I would have considered well into a transition, which were a pretty good ways out away from any kind of deeper water river systems. And that kind of really fires me up, because now I got a lot of places I want to go check. But the moral of the story is the water temperature got up, and just like we talk about all the time, they don't realize that it's the end of February. You know, this to them is mid to late March, water temperature wise. And we, you know, there's really no signs other than some slicks, and we're going to talk about fish slicks a lot here in the next couple months or so, because that's a good way to locate springtime fish. But the point is, the fish, some of these fish have already made it. Trout, I'm talking about, made a transition. We caught them on popping corks with voodoos underneath them, and then we also had a really good morning on redfish, which have been kind of a staple for the last several weeks. Caught some reds on the same type of rig, but switching instead of a voodoo to a gulp under a popping cork, and had the same success over the weekend in the tournament on redfish. Caught them over some grass with some spoons and popping corks. So, you know, we got the river on the rise. That's kind of the bad news. Everything looks to be maybe cresting by, you know, maybe mid to end of next week. We get this fresh water back out of here again, and I think everything's going to be, you know, right where it's supposed to be. There's still a lot of pretty water south, down at the lower end of the bay, and to the west. A lot of still real pretty water. So, you know, if this thing doesn't get much higher at Barry, it's almost 12 today. If it doesn't get much higher than that, we should be okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to go to 13-something, I think, before crest at the Barry Steam Plant reading. So go south and go west and find that cleaner water, and it sounds like those fish think it's spring. What is that? You keep saying that temperature, not calendar. What is the temperature where you go, if you're floating into a spot and you see that you go, okay, this is spring for the fish?
That's a good question. It's 62 seems to kind of be the magic number when you hit that. And the other thing is, you know, you'll get these spikes where it'll hit 62, and then we'll get a cold front come through like we're going to have next week. But it's been up at 62 enough now to where these fish have actually made this, some of them at least have made that transition. So 62 degrees seems to kind of be the magic water temperature, you know, where you really start to get that change. And that's where we're at, and a little bit above that in some places right now.
Okay. Remind folks, too, we're still moving on with this raffle, people getting raffle tickets for a fishing trip with you, a bunch of gear and food and goodies. Talk about this.
Yeah, you got us. We have some gift certificates from Ed's Seafood and some other stuff going with it. And, yeah, it's real easy. Matter of fact, that's what I've been doing this morning is entering people in it. And you just go to mobilepd.org. Donate whatever amount you want to donate. Man, we've had a wide range of donations. I don't care how much it is. And then once you get your little receipt, you go to my website, or McCoy's, by the way. You can go and sign up at McCoy's, or go to my website and just go through the little form that he's got on there. And it's a real easy process. You know, even I did it. So, and then I just enter you in, or me or Miss Kim will enter you in it, and then we're going to draw in a few weeks for the winner.
All right, and remind folks, too, they go to that website, they can get signed up to go fishing with you this spring, this summer. Get that trip booked.
Yes, sir. Just as easy to do that, too. And then we're booking right now, and I'm helping people get their get the good tide and moon phases right now. Still got some of those open.
Good stuff. Captain Bobby, we will check back with you next week. Have a happy Mardi Gras, and throw something to those fish. They're hungry.
All right, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them today.